Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Hi, welcome to Good Instincts. I'm Shira Barlow, but you may know me as the food therapist. Join me every Thursday for the same thoughtful support to help you close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. This should feel good, like really good. And it will, I promise. Okay, today's solo episode is kind of like a love letter to my clients because even after all this time, I feel like I learn so much from clients every single day. And there's just been a lot of things popping up. And there were a couple things that were kind of swirling around when I was thinking about what I was going to talk about today. So the first is I have a client who is in her 20s. I've talked about her before. She lives in New York. She recently graduated from school. She's like fun. She's cute. She's out. And like me, she is someone who's never been able to tolerate like a ton of starch. So even when I was in my 20s, I was not someone who was ordering like a big entree platter of pasta or pizza. It's not like I couldn't have any, but it just wasn't something that I was making my main meal because I couldn't maintain a weight that I felt great at doing that. So she is like that too. And it's the kind of thing where she is totally balanced. She has a very balanced diet. She works with me once a week, and I make sure that she's doing it healthfully, but she picks and chooses where her like starch and carbs and sugar are coming in, and it's specific and it's intentional and purposeful. And that means that sometimes she's having carbs when she's out at a restaurant, but sometimes she uses it earlier in the day. She's not on keto or anything like that. It's just that she's paying attention to carbs and starch and sugar. So she has talked to me about one specific friend who is kind of competitive with her. And anyone listening that is a woman might remember, like, I don't know, being in your 20s and having someone who's just kind of competitive and a little undermining. I feel like now in my 30s, my late 30s, I don't have any of that. But I do remember a weird competitive thing sometimes earlier. And she was telling me that she was out to dinner with her. It was her and a couple other friends. And this girl basically said to her, you know, I noticed that you never order like pasta or you would never order fries. And the energy of it was like, you're lame. Like, I noticed this and that makes you lame. But she said it as if she was concerned, like, oh, I'm just concerned because you never order that. Now, I want to say really specifically that I also work with people with eating disorders. And those are people who, you know, have genuinely concerning behaviors or have in the past. A lot of them are in recovery and doing well. But I understand that. I think that there's something healthy about in a kind of quiet, private setting, checking in and being like, are you okay? Are you good? I have noticed this. Please tell me, you know, I'm wrong, or please tell me if I'm out of bounds, but I want to be there for you and I want to make sure you're okay. That is a completely different thing. And that was not the spirit of this. The spirit of this was, I noticed this. This is lame. I'm doing this in front of our other friends to essentially embarrass you. And I was mad. I was mad like a big sister. Like, that is so uncool. And it reminded me of this thing that I think still happens today, even if you're not in your 20s. And I was thinking about it the way I see it happen now with my peers. And I was thinking back to very recently, a couple weeks ago, I was at a birthday party with Oliver and his friend's mom had made a big, beautiful cake for the kids. And then she had also made a cheesecake for the adults. And she handed me a slice of cheesecake and was like, here you go. And I was like, oh, no, thank you. And she was like, come on, you're really not going to have any. And I was like, no, I'm not. But thank you so much. This looks amazing. Like, I can't believe you baked that. What an all-star you are. And she said it again. She was like, come on, just have it. And it struck me in a different way than it did with my client who's in her 20s. But it did strike me as that being uncool, because there are so many reasons why someone might not want cheesecake in the middle of the day at a park birthday with their kids. For me, I'm celiac and I wouldn't be able to have that anyways. But beyond that, like, for whatever reason, it just might not be worth it to you that you're going to have cheesecake in the middle of the day. And my whole thing has always been nothing's off the table, but not everything can be worth it. So if cheesecake was worth it to you, then God bless, enjoy it, savor it slowly on a plate, sit down with it and like truly, truly enjoy it. But if that's not worth it to you, and I could think of a lot of reasons why it might not be, or you might be interested in other things that are more worth it to you, then that's fine too. And I thought that it was uncool of her to kind of make me feel weird for not. And what I thought about, because it's come up a ton in my practice before, is this idea that if you're on a plan and someone else may be wanting to commit to something but may not have been able to commit yet, then you kind of showing that you're committed to your plan can sometimes make them feel weird about themselves. And I remembered back to grad school, and I had a bunch of peers in grad school and we were all really friendly, but there was this kind of weird underlying element of like, if someone else has been really diligently studying and you've kind of been procrastinating and they're like, oh, you know what I did last night? I, you know, made flashcards for whatever. That might make you feel like crap and that you're behind. And I think seeing this play out in real life, I think that that's what happens. It makes people feel behind. It highlights what they haven't been doing. And I think that for whatever reason, some people handle that poorly. So what I told my client was that obviously it's up to her how she handles her interpersonal relationships, but she was really upset about this and she was really looking for some tools. And so what I told her, what I would do, which is essentially use a little humor, use boundaries and warmth, because it's something that I've really learned with parenting Oliver and trying to parent thoughtfully, which is that with parenting, you have to set so many boundaries and you have to say no a lot, but it's the way you say it. It's very much like, I'm sorry, but I can't let you do that. I love you, but I'm not going to let you do that. Or I know this is so frustrating. I'm sorry, it's still a no. And it's a lot of that. It's a lot of warmth. Sometimes it's humor. And so what I would have done in the situation with my client's friend was essentially like, whoa, I didn't realize I was being monitored so closely. Like something kind of like a little playful, or you could say, hey, I know this was coming from such a good place, even though I really don't think it was, but you could say, I know this is coming from such a good place, but it made me feel weird that you kind of called me out, especially in front of our friends. Like if there's something that you're concerned about, always come find me. But like doing it in that setting felt shitty to me. And I really do feel like we teach people how to treat us, and it's up to us to set boundaries like that, especially when we're younger. So if anyone listening is in their 20s or maybe you have a friend that can act like this or can be undermining in some ways, if this is someone that you want to have in your life, I highly recommend setting a boundary with either like some humor or some warmth and see what happens. Because if they don't respond positively to that, then that should be a flag to you. And I will say that she did say something and I was proud of her, and she felt so good saying something, because what she realized was that in the moment when her friend had called her out, essentially, was that she was like, no, I do, and did it. And she made a bunch of excuses and she was kind of like sheepish about it. And what she realized after was she owed herself the self-respect of setting that boundary and letting this person know that that wasn't an acceptable way to approach her and that it didn't feel good. And I think that it teaches her next time that that's not how she wishes to be addressed. And I was really happy for her, and I really do believe in that. I think that with our family and with so many circumstances, we have no choice in the matter. We don't get to pick a lot of circumstances, but we do get to choose the energy that we invite into our social life. So I don't know. I thought that that one was really important. Today's episode is brought to us by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. So you skip the grocery store and you can count on HelloFresh to make home cooking really easy and fun and affordable. I find the holiday season to be very fun and festive, but also a little hectic. And I feel like if you're doing any hosting, this can come in really, really helpful. The groceries come right to your door, and you can take the stress out of dinner. HelloFresh's ingredients travel from the farm straight to your door, so you know that they're fresh, and everything always arrives pre-portioned so you can get right to cooking very quickly. I love anything where it's designed to make life so much easier. And that's the thing, HelloFresh is so much more than delicious dinners. It also can just take the hassle out of every meal time with easy breakfasts and quick lunches and snacks all delivered in your weekly box. I got HelloFresh. I was very excited because I actually tried something that I have never made before and was kind of intimidated to make, even though it's such an American standard, which is meatloaf. I've always wanted to be someone that made meatloaf, especially for my son. And with HelloFresh, with all the pre-portioned ingredients, it really took all the guessing game out of it. I didn't even need to find a recipe. Sometimes I get overwhelmed by finding recipes online. We have access to so many, and I find I have a ton saved on my phone and in Pinterest, but I never actually end up making all of them. So I really appreciated that it was already pre-portioned for me and I was able to make a really fun, delicious meal that my son really loved. Go to HelloFresh.com/goodinstinctsfree and use the code GOODINSTINCTSFREE for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box with subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/goodinstinctsfree. With code GOODINSTINCTSFREE. Okay, the second, I'm so in love with this idea and this made me so happy. And this is from a client who does listen weekly. And so I think that she'll pick up on this story and hi. So this is a client who told me that she got a spray tan for the purpose of staying home over the weekend in her sweats. And just let that sink in for a second. She got a spray tan truly for herself to stay inside. And I thought it was so amazing because I think that we all do this thing where before a trip or a big date or a big event, we will get a spray tan. We'll like maybe get our nails done. We'll get our eyebrows done. Like whatever else things we're doing. If those things are things that you do, maybe you don't. But I think for a lot of us, we have a couple things that we do and are non-negotiables before one of those things. And the reality is it's very much it for us, but it's for the purpose of the picture or the event or the thing, and it's outward, outward, outward. And so I thought there was something really beautiful and deliberate and like the ultimate act of self-care for ourselves to get the spray tan for yourself, because that is something, by the way, that I have found is an instant confidence boost for me. Like every time I get a spray tan, I'm like, sorry for being stunning, you guys. I don't know what it is. You just feel better about yourself. And then it truly does trick me into thinking that I've like spent time outside in the sun. I don't honestly know how that works, but it really does for me. I'm curious if that happens for any of you, but I don't know. I guess my point of all of this is there anything that we could do that we would typically do for others, for the picture, for the look of it, for the outwardness of it that we could do for ourselves that are like little pick-me-ups that genuinely do make us feel really good, but are truly for ourselves. I think I'm going to do a spray tan. I'm a huge fan of Sugar and Bronze. They have a bunch of locations. They definitely have in LA, but I think they have other ones. Like, I'm pretty sure they have Texas. I don't know. I'm obsessed with it because it is all natural. I think it's made from beets. They are not sponsoring this show, but I genuinely am a huge fan. Okay, the next is an article that was sent to me by a client. He is a newer client and he's an older client. He is the dad of a follower of mine and I really adore him. I like having the energy of like all different ages and I think it's fun to have like a dad, an older dad in the mix. And he sent me this article and he was like, let's discuss Friday. And I saw the headline and it was talking about how we can get Ozempic-like effects through food. And I wanted to just bring it up because I think that the Ozempic semaglutide conversation is still very much in full force. I do have a couple people in my practice who are on Ozempic who started Ozempic before we started working together. And the way that they're using it is kind of trusting that if they go off of it, that I'll be able to keep it going, which is absolutely true. But they're kind of like teetering on the edge of getting off of it, most of them. But I would say 99% of my clients are not on it. And I think it's still really, really important to just know and hear just again and again and again how possible it is if weight loss is what you're after to do it the slow and steady way. I see many clients every single day. Everyone is absolutely crushing. Everyone is getting closer and closer and closer and closer to their goals. And I just want you to know how possible that is. So the article, though, that, again, my client sent me, because this is all about my clients today, it was interesting. And it really just reminded this idea of how important soluble fiber is. So semaglutide or Ozempic or Wegovy or all these drugs work on GLP-1. And one of the things about it is that it slows digestion, which is one of the reasons why your appetite is so suppressed. So another way to work on GLP-1 and slow digestion in a similar way is to have soluble fiber. Now, there's a bunch of different fibers. There's the fiber on like carrot skins, and that is a different type of fiber. I am talking about the type of fiber that basically forms gel in the stomach. That's typically most found in oats and barley. It's called beta-glucan. But if you are someone who doesn't do grains, a great source can be mushrooms. So it can form, again, a little gel-like substance in the gut, and it can take longer to absorb so that you feel satiated longer. So if you are someone who keeps on hearing about the Ozempic thing, it's not for you, but you're looking for ways to amp up this process that, again, helps with satiety, doing mushrooms. Also, some seaweeds are great. I'm a huge fan of nori. It's a great way to like also wrap up turkey or cucumber and sauerkraut. I like doing pickled onions and avocado and sesame seeds. That's a great bridge. We talked a couple weeks ago about different things that can act as a bridge from like a meal to a snack. That's an amazing tool that I often use. If I have a later dinner, I will maybe at 5:30 have something like that. A lot of times I'll do nori. I'll do sometimes rotisserie chicken. I'll do avocado and sesame seed and a little bit of pickled onions. And that works really well. So mushrooms and seaweed does have this very specific type of fiber that can be very helpful in terms of satiety. Okay, now we are moving on to the shit I'm loving segment of the day. And I'm very, very excited about this. So I feel extremely fortunate because a friend of mine who is a stylist came over and really, really helped me. I feel like the backstory is important, which is this is a friend of mine that I met in baby group. So anyone that is not familiar, it's basically you go when your kid is like, I don't know, 8 weeks old, and there's a couple other moms in your group, and everyone is within like a couple weeks of your baby. And you go once a week, and it's kind of like group therapy, but it's also like, let's put the babies in like a mosh pit and let them like snuggle basically. And so I remember so clearly, I was in the parking lot. I was like sweaty. I had a tiny, tiny, tiny 8-week-old baby, and I'm wearing like weird yoga pants and probably like a rumpled sweatshirt. And I see this girl and I see her with her baby and I'm like, oh my God, she's totally going to this class. And I will never forget what she was wearing. She was wearing this jumper and it looked so cute. She looked both very put together, but also very comfy and casual. And we sat next to each other in the group and I was like, what is your outfit? Like, what are you doing? She was like, oh, it's this, it's this, it's this. And I said, what do you do? And she said that she was a stylist for editorial shoots and commercials. And I was like, you should do this for moms, like, and regular people. Like, you should be a stylist for just like the masses and tell moms what to put together. Because every single week, she would be the person where you're like, what are your socks? What is your bag? What is your hair clip? She just really is that person. So cut to a couple of weeks ago, she reached out to me and she was like, Shira, you're never going to believe this. I did it. I made the change from editorial to personal styling. And I was very excited. And she was like, I want to come. I want to help you. Because what I realized was I really do walk the walk in terms of self-care and taking good care in terms of food and movement and, for the most part, mental health. But this is one area that I don't think I was totally leveled up in. And she came, she basically told me like what should be donated, but she also, within what I had, put together outfits and was like, this would be really cute with this, this would be really cute with this. And she made me really excited to get dressed every day. And I realized that getting dressed for like even a school drop-off or something that doesn't really matter, like going to the grocery store, of course you could go in like sweats and shmatas, which is what I would normally do, but it actually does feel good and it doesn't take that much effort to get dressed. And I have to tell you, it's really kind of changed my life. It's gotten me really excited about truly shopping my own closet. She also can give you links if you want to like add to what you have. She can kind of essentially figure out gaps in what you have, and she will send you links for that. I think she is so talented. Her name is Natalie, and I will link her at the bottom if you want to like book a session with her. She is local to LA, but she also does like virtual styling. And I don't know, you guys, I really do think there is something to getting dressed and taking good care in this very specific way. The next is Sweetgreen. You guys know that I love Sweetgreen, and I have for a very long time. And they are done with seed oils. They're going all olive oil. Listen, I think this is really lovely. What we have to know is that most restaurants and places that we're going to use seed oils. And I am really of the mindset of, I can't worry about every single oil at every single restaurant. I can control what's in my house. But beyond that, I don't want to stress about that so much when I'm going to a restaurant. However, I am very, very, very excited when I feel like a restaurant is really committed to a value that I have at home. And it just kind of goes to show you that like we're all ebbing, we're all flowing, we're all changing, we're all trying to get better. And I think that by Sweetgreen doing this really does set the stage for a lot of other companies to do the same and maybe puts a little more pressure on them to do that. So I thought that was really cool. The next is a recipe that I discovered. So I have talked on the show about how I do this sweet potato recipe. I learned it from my friend Nicole Berry, who runs Bonberry. You basically take a sweet potato. I like Japanese sweet potatoes. You wrap it in parchment like you would a candy wrapper so no air is getting out. And then you roast it at 425 for an hour and 15 minutes. That comes out super gooey, caramel-like. A lot of my clients will say it kind of tastes like cake. I agree. Now, I was making that. However, I realized I didn't have enough time and I only had enough time to steam it essentially for 40 minutes because that's what we're essentially doing because it's wrapped in the parchment. So I took it out at 40 minutes. I cut it up almost into fries and then I popped that in the air fryer with a little bit of olive oil and sea salt. And I did that at 380 for 10 minutes. Oh my goodness. It was like, if I had that in a restaurant, I would be so thrilled. It was like thick, really beautiful fries, but the inside was creamy. Highly recommend. Also really good with a yam. The next is an IV drip service that I used recently. It's called Modwell. I have to say, You know, I think that these can be overdone. However, last week I was feeling like absolute crap. And I really did feel like I was teetering on the edge of getting sick. I had like two events and a ton of work. And I got a drip from them. It was their Revive. And I have to say, I felt revived. I think it really did take me from like truly the edge to being in a place where I could just like sleep it off that night. And I'm very grateful to them. So if you need one and you're local to LA, they have it in LA, but they also have other locations. I definitely know that they have Texas and a couple others. So I will definitely link that below. And that is the show. Let me know if there's anything that you want me to talk about, you want me to address. I'm really curious if any of this resonated, any of the friend stuff, any of the doing a spray tan for yourself stuff, any of the shit I'm loving. I really care. I want to hear from you. I love hearing from you. Come find me on Instagram at Shira_RD. I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Good Instincts, hosted and written by me, Shira Barlow. You can find me on Instagram at Shira_RD. Good Instincts is a Dear Media Daily.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.